It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Y'all are great.
Before we head to the last question, I just want to say a word to a long, long time, really part of the fabric of our media and the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Brad Sham has had a heck of an offseason, including recently, for a number of different things and ways. And I just want to say,
all right, I guess that's it for the Cowboys. I'm guessing they were going to honor Brad Sham in some way, but so what do we think, fellas?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
All right, the e-break is brought to us by Crawford Services AC, Heating and Plumbing, and Advanced Hair Restoration. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. It's Dave. Dave had, as Gordo said, either a great week or a really tough week.
I think he had an incredible week.
He did a Shannon Sharp impersonation. But this is where it kind of melted down for Dave as his brain stopped working while he was in mid-sentence.
What's wrong with him?
What's going on with Biebs?
Beaver.
It's embarrassing.
Didn't he post something, too, that freaked people out?
I don't know. But, yeah, he's kind of a hot mess right now. Speaking of hot messes, we have a couple to kind of put a button on Monday's E-news.
Go on.
Synapses are crashing.
Restart the engine.
Yeah. Can I get a power up? Yeah, thank you. Shannon Sharp is being sued again.
Well, he almost totally shut down.
Button. Sound like he was like Obama or something.
Sound like he was buffering.
Yes. Little Davy wheel was spinning.
Wheel spinning in his brain.
All right, like a lawnmower that was barely trying to start.
One more time.
What's wrong with him?
What's going on with Biebs?
Beaver.
It's embarrassing.
Didn't he post something, too, that freaked people out?
I don't know. But, yeah, he's kind of a hot mess right now. Speaking of hot messes, we have a couple to kind of put a button on Monday's E-news.
Go on.
Synapses are crashing.
Restart the engine.
Yeah. Can I get a power up? Yeah, thank you. Shannon Sharp is being sued again.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a couple of, you know, put a button through him, too. All right, there's Dave as candidate number one. Candidate number two, let's see, this show runs on Saturday morning.
Yes.
It's the T-Box back again?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Well, this should be a layup for Craig Rosengarten. He's talking about a tournament that's been around for decades, the Colonial, now the Charles Schwab Challenge. And their tournament director, we all know him, Michael Toth, great dude. We've had him on the air a number of times. They must talk to him all the time on the T-Box. Well, he messes up Charles Schwab, and then he doesn't say Michael Toth either.
Hey, by the way, before we get into my little tournament, the Avid Golfer spring outing, which is next Sunday, is completely sold out. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to play, you're out. Might still be able to sign up for the waiting list. Some people do cancel at the last minute or whatever, but we are sold out. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the CJ Byron Nelson.
Yep.
I want to thank the Charles Schwab Invitational.
Schwab. It's like swag. Swag.
Sorry, yep. Michael Toth. The Charles Schwab Invitational.
And the KPMG Women's PGA Championship.
I've heard Michael pronounce it himself like toe.
No, I think it's Toth.
Yeah.
You said toe.
Pronunciation.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Charles Schwab.
Schwab.
Invitational.
Craig Rosengarten just sounds like his jaw has been too stretched out or something, and he can't quite close his mouth all the way anymore.
It's got a lot of slop in that jaw.
One more time.
Hey, by the way, before we get into my little tournament, the Avid Golfer spring outing, which is next Sunday, is completely sold out. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to play, you're out. Might still be able to sign up for the waiting list. Some people do cancel at the last minute or whatever, but we are sold out. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the CJ Byron Nelson.
Yep.
I want to thank the Charles Schwab Invitational.
Schwab. It's like swag. Schwag.
Sorry, yep. Michael Toth. The Charles Schwab Invitational.
And the KPMG Women's PGA Championship.
It's like Rick is right there grading him. CJ Byron Nelson.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Okay. Good. Charles. Okay. Schwab. Nope.
Okay. Schwab. But okay. Let's keep moving on.
All right. There's Craig Rosengarten as candidate number two back once again. And since we're right in the middle of the NFL draft, let's have a little bit of our draft coverage last night. Bob realized that as the Philadelphia Eagles got incredible draft value at the end of the first round, they got the best linebacker with the last pick in the first round.
I know it.
It's Jihad Campbell, and Bob had another pronunciation for him.
I'm just trying to come to grips with the Eagles grabbing like a top 15 player.
Right.
I know.
At the end of the first round.
It's their expertise.
I mean, you'd say he's the best linebacker in the draft, right?
I don't even think it's close.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I know the UCLA kid's decent, but this is Jihad.
He was fantastic.
He's great. So,
boy, that is amazing.
They just keep stacking him up over there in
Philadelphia. How can they pay for all these? I don't understand.
Howie Roseman.
The man, Chip Kelly, tried to get fired.
Right.
Kansas City Chiefs have traded the 31st pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 31st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jihad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama.
It just occurred to me I might be saying his name wrong when I lean into the Jihad.
Jihad?
So I'd like to.
You've been saying it with your chest all night long.
Bob. You know, I really have been, and it felt pretty good to be honest. But Jihad. now I want to soften it just a tad.
Jihad, you know,
if that's okay.
Oh my God, dude!
Awesome. Didn't the Cowboys have Jihad a few years ago?
Yes, Jihad Ward was that his name?
Uh-huh. They got
it was great. Probably Ward. Jihad.
Yeah, that one felt like a jihad.
That one
felt like a jihad. Well, okay. Yeah, we'll go with Jihad there, Bob, as the Eagles' new linebacker. So is it Dave melting down? Is it Craig on the tee box, or is it Bob? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George, it's fake Marge. How are you this morning?
Okay.
Hey, I'm thinking vote Davey.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Morning, boys. It's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, I want to vote for shutdown Diddy, but I also want to wish us hearty stay hard to the Pope and David Moore. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Skinner.
What?
Oh, boy. God. You got a bad cell, fella. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Musers. Boy, I tell you, have you ever seen a hockey series that's looked more like a Manitoba moose hunt than this one? We're heading into the weekend with a stolen win on the road, and at the end of it all, I think we're just hoping the stars won't be, as we say in Canada, a loony late and a toony too short. Do you guys realize how close we were to having an offensive line of Tyler?
That's anyway, the accent at the end. Number two, is that what he said? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Josh.
Hello, good morning, George.
I think this may be Brady Tom.
Is back again.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
Just a wild guess.
Very wild guess. Hello, Gordo. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Brady Tom.
Hello, very good morning. Well, you know, the Cowboys did okay yesterday, but not as good as Jihad Bob.
That was his nickname in college.
Yeah, that's what Bob used to go by at Liberty. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
That would be Jihad.
Okay, all right.
Come on.
All right.
Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, Musers. It's Ashley, and I like to vote for Bob.
Okay, thank you, Ashley.
Have a good day at school. Merry Christmas. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Dave, striking out on air in Hootie Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you are voting in the emergency break of the week. Who you like?
All right, boys. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's McMurtry karaoke time once and for all.
Okay.
I saw Pete and Johnny, too. Dressed up in their navy blues, getting themselves all up to go. Gordon?
Got to see the elephant?
You got the right song, but down to Richmond to the traveling show.
There all you
right.
go.
Game number two. Okay, there you go. See ya.
All right, see you later. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Bob.
No.
Okay, that's how you vote right there,
fastest
folks.
Vote ever.
Yeah. Very goose-like.
A one-word answer that was a palindrome.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, how does Bob know so much about this place we call Jihad?
It is suspicious.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a win for Bob.
I'm just trying to come to grips with the Eagles grabbing like a top 15 player
right
at the end of the first round.
It's their expertise. I mean, you'd say he's the best linebacker in the draft, right?
I don't even think it's close.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I know the UCLA kid's decent, but this is Jihad.
He was fantastic.
He's great. So,
boy, that is amazing.
They just keep stacking them up over there in Philadelphia.
How can they pay for all these? I don't understand.
Howie Roseman.
The man, Chip Kelly, tried to get fired.
Right. They all sound worn out.
He the 31st pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 31st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jihad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama.
It just occurred to me I might be saying his name wrong when I lean into the Jihad.
Jihad?
So I'd like to.
You've been saying it with your chest all night long, Bob.
You know, I really have been, and it felt pretty good, to be honest. But now I want to soften it just a tad.
Just Jihad, you know.
If that's okay.
Oh my God, dude! Awesome.
Didn't the Cowboys have Jihad a few years ago?
Yes, Jihad Ward was that his name?
Uh-huh. They got
it was probably Ward. Jihad.
Nah, that one felt like a G.
Jihad.
Oh, man. How many wins is that for Bob?
That is Bob's 46th e-break win. He is now 93 behind the all-time leader Norman Jihad Hitzkus.